Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should be using email sequencing in your WordPress business. Before we get kicked off on this topic, how about some of our audience may not know what email sequencing is. Do you mind giving us a definition?
Yeah, absolutely. So email sequencing is essentially a sequence of automated emails that go out after a specific trigger or event. So for example, everyone here has probably purchased something online. And so a lot of times you'll purchase something online, you'll get your immediate email receipt. And then maybe the next day you'll get another email that says, hey, are you enjoying, you know, the blank new product you just purchased? And then the next day another email goes out that says, here are some ways that you could use the product that you just purchased, and so forth. And so basically it's a series of emails that go out after a particular event happens.
That's a perfect definition, Tim. And, you know, why would you want to use this, you're thinking, in your web design business and stuff? Because obviously if you have products that you sell online, if you've got an e-commerce store, you're probably familiar with email sequencing. You may or may not even be doing it already. If you're not, we highly recommend you doing it. And after listening to this episode, you may start implementing it as well. You will need to use an email marketing tool that has sequencing set up, such as MailChimp or GetResponse, ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign. They all have this ability in them. Go ahead, Tim, you want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say episode 207, we talk about the top three email marketing platforms. And okay. So all of those have email sequencing built in.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, you may be asking, well, why in the world would I want to do sequencing for web design clients? Well, as your web design business grows and stuff, and you develop 10, 15, 20, maybe even some companies are doing more web designs a year than that, you can programmatically set up sequencing, you know, for as long in the far in the future as you want. So you may want to reach out to those past clients and just let them know, hey, how's things going? Is there anything you need? We're here for you. Whatever it is, it's touch points that you can set up, and you can programmatically do this to potentially drum up business later on down the line.
Yeah, and on that point too, you could have an email that goes out and says, hey, it's been a year since your website launched. It's always good to do some simple design refreshes once a year. You know, here's a list of a couple things that we could do for you, you know, for minimal cost. You know, something like that, that kind of paints a picture for them, and it's automated. You know, that's the main thing. Like, those are things that you should be doing anyways, and most people will do it, if at all, they do it, you know, by manually emailing the client, you know, or manually calling the client. And that's great, you know, but as David mentioned, when you have a ton of clients and you're starting to do more and more business, it's really hard to, you know, go out and touch base with those clients and make sure that you're staying top of mind. And so email sequencing, it automates it for you.
Yeah. And what I like about it is it's at some point everybody's web design business has lulls and they have slow points and stuff. And you're going to start, as you go along, find out what those slow seasons are. So you may want to set up these sequences to go out in those times, as opposed to, you know, being proactive with sales and marketing is very, very beneficial, as opposed to, I like to call it, a Chinese fire drill, where you're trying to drum up business because, you know, things are kind of slow and stuff and you sound desperate on the phone. Whereas if you have an email sequence set up, you're not sounding as desperate. It seems like the business's interest is genuinely what, you know, you're interested in, as opposed to, hey, just wanted to touch base with you with a phone call. Wanted to find out if y'all needed anything. You know, it just comes across a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I want to mention is, you know, we talked about e-commerce and how the e-commerce purchase a lot of times is what triggers the automated sequence. And so for the situation we're describing, you know, in your WordPress web design business, you will have to add a custom field to your client's profile for. Like if you're triggering it based off of their launch date, you'll have to add a field. And it's going to be different for every platform, you know, whether you're using MailChimp or ConvertKit or GetResponse. But like with MailChimp, for example, you can add a custom field for launch date. And you put in your client's launch date in there, and then you manually start the sequence so that, you know, 1 year after that launch date, it's going to trigger that next email. And then, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, whatever. It's not going to do it unless you have that field connected to their profile, if that makes sense.
It does. Makes a lot of sense, Tim. Well, that's why we feel like you should be using email sequencing. Segmenting is something else that we really didn't dive into. And you can, you know, with the email marketing platforms that we're talking about, once you get into sequencing, you can also get into segmenting those lists. You know, so if you have, you know, different types of clients that you want to focus on and stuff, you can segment them based on whatever you want to segment them on. So maybe we'll dive into that in a later episode. Tim, I think that about covers it for me. Did we miss anything?
One thing I would like to add is you might be thinking, well, this is kind of complicated. I've never done email marketing before. You know, I'm not going to mess with it. But it may be something that you do want to learn. And it's great to try it out on your own business first. Because then once you get the hang of it and you realize, hey, it's actually pretty easy once you learn how the platform works, well, now that can be a service that you could upsell to your clients. So after you do a website for them, you can say, hey, do you want to do email sequencing? You know, you're an e-commerce company. I just built you this WooCommerce website. I can help you do email sequencing to help you make additional revenue from your existing customers. And so that can be a service that you could sell once you learn how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Tim. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. What episode are we on, Tim? Don't even know.
211.
211. That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
If you want to, we would love it. If you're not already subscribed and listening to this, please subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a review. That would be fantastic because that's how people find us. Head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Use our awesome search feature to you know, listen to podcasts on topics that you need to hear today. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.